The mom who booked him felt cheated. Moments of Tana fell flat with the kids 3 times in a row. Poor Domino. If you play for the crowd, you're subject to whim. Fate makes a foolish object of him whose magic turns tragic glee gradually grim. April, come chill in. Swell the rain, may she never stay. Rest in my arms again.
Thank you.
say winters are leaving me, and the fire by the stream carries the reminders of every blood laid down. Will cut him till he cried out his anger and shame. But the fire still remains.
A perfect moment. Your door.
But the ending always comes at last. Endings always come too fast. They come too fast, but they pass us slow. I wrote one about my friend Jack Nicholson. Jack and I have been buds now for about 30 years since we made Carnal Knowledge together for Mike Nichols. Carnal Knowledge is a movie about the two of us and different stages in our lives. But women, maybe you saw the film, it's a lot of them. And in the middle stage, Jack is with Ann Margaret. He comes home to his apartment one day. And she's in bed because she's always in bed and is driving him crazy. And the scene is going to be about his temper tantrum. He can't take it anymore. And I'm in the room with Jack, watching him act. And he's thinking, he breaks a shoelace, something trips him over the line. I'm on the phone because I'm his doctor friend. I'm calling for an ambulance. She's slipping into a coma. He thinks it's a ploy. He's deranged. And I watch him go to the peak of emotional craziness. And Mike Nichols says, cut. Jack, you got another take in? I see Jack collect his actor's composure. He goes out into the hallway. He's going to make the entrance all over and climb that peak of craziness again. And I'm watching him act. And Nichols cuts the scene and asks for another take. And I say, Jack, how do you do this? He says, Gee, I love to act. The great ones are the ones who mix and match, blending contradictories. Take Jack, for example. We all know his spectacular vernacular. I worked with him on camera in a dorm room, a bedroom, a man cave. I know the exquisite artist. I was in the room when he went to 10 on the scale of temper, take after take after take after take, amidst the interior strain of sheer brilliance. He joked with a grip on the scaffold above us, fellow workers tilting lights in an industry town. Jack straddled these realities, and in his craft or sullen art, I stole that from Yates. He rubbed his loves together. In the broad dissonance, Atlas held it up and scratched an itch. Mix it, Jack. Is overdue. The underground is closing soon, and in the dark deserted station, restless in anticipation, a man waits in the shadows. His restless eyes leap and scratch at all the blink and touch or catch, hidden deep within his pocket, safe within his silent socket. He holds a color gray. Carriage rides to meet the groom and opens wide and welcome doors, but he hesitates, then withdraws here in the shadows. And the train is gone suddenly, on wheels clicking suddenly, like a chimney that he lit me. And he holds his grand rosary. Thank you. single word in home comprised of four letters. And his heart is laughing, screaming, pounding the poem across the tracks of the boundary. Shadowed by the exit light, his legs take their ascending flight to see the rest of darkness and be suckled by the night. Guitar part was established on the first take. rather like the beautiful guitar work of Tab Laban. Guitar players in the world from Nashville. Remember this name, Tab Laban? So you do the vocals, and the next night you come in, you double the vocal. You put unison on top of your singing. Has a nice commercial effect. Ask Stewie. And you put a harpsichord part. These are overdubs. You think you're finished, but on the third night I come to Paul and I say, let me run the counter melody. It'll thread its way through Scarborough. We'll chop up that early song you wrote that we never recorded. There's only one of them, and I'll give it to you tonight. It has a kind of a martial, military lyric. So it puts some teeth into Scarborough. You may recognize some of these words. It's an anti-war song, I warn you. We used to do a lot of these. I don't know. On the side of a hill in America somewhere, a little boy lies asleep in the earth, while down in the valley a cruel war rages, and people forget what a child's life is worth. On the side of the hill, a little cloud weeps and waters the grave with silent tears, while a soldier cleans and polishes it high. Synagogue. to echo at the minor key. I sang ancient melodies in the Main Street Temple in Queens. Be male, Misha se. you a bit about how much I'm involved with sound and good sound. Along with my dear engineer friend of 30 years, we do all this together, Stuart Breed. It's about time I did that. Stewie and I love well-balanced sound, a concept that went out the window during the hip-hop days and during the whole age when movie theaters would boost the bass. How to remember the rock and roll of the early days? It was so long ago. We didn't know. How could we have but known what would develop? Who knew? We were shadows of our future selves. Fresh from the menorah, we thought stereo was big. We had melody, chord changes, grooves. We didn't know you could sing the song a little bit and machines would make it so beautiful. Who knew in those early days you could drop the melodies and the chords and just bark out the words angry style? We thought we were hip. We didn't know the hip and the hop. And the hype. We balanced our sounds in those days. Who knew you could boost the bass and shake the room? We didn't know the tunes could be so piercing in the treble. We didn't get digital. We didn't pierce anything. Can you feel the bitterness, folks? People's skin was so empty. Nobody knew to put ball bearings in the eyebrows and in the nose. We were dumb. It was analog. We didn't even know you could put blue and red pictures on your neck for life. In those days, we just had Elvis and the Fab Four. We didn't have vowels before our things. There were no iPads, emails, no e-tunes. Fax was things you knew. You couldn't Google, you couldn't tweet a song, you couldn't steal a copyright yet. We didn't know how to break the heart of rock and roll. It was the dark ages.
Skipping, all the memories of Spain, all the
tune that was what I call a great mature love song, written by the great Antonio Carlos Jobim. Here's a Paul and Artie part. then if you can embrace the differentness of another, guess who? Tightly fused in beautiful dissonance, you give power to music, to the musicianship, to the partner. Fame is a kick. The party is at your house. It helps the introvert. It pays the bills. It puts momentum into the current project at hand. You never hear celebs mention that. To have notoriety is to be energized in whatever you're working on. I met many beautiful women through the focus of fame. Yes, I did. I met many of my fabulously talented industry players, fine artists. I think of Al Pacino at a dinner party a couple of years ago, sitting across from me. I'd never met him before. And you feel the vibe between your fellow artists and you say, I know what you did with your work life, same as me. We put an elephant's worth of energy into this little mesh thing here, and you do it with the camera lens. The buzz was real. I took flight into the artist's open-ended realm. I took flight into the artist's open-ended realm. And there was the real fun. If you marry, as I did, you will be exasperated. Boys and girls are different. But if the difference is a challenge, it is also the grand enrichment of life. Lovers soothe each other. They dance together. They combine in the great thrill, the creation of new life. And this will start the second half of your life. Adorable children will send you two parents to heaven with a godly feeling, adoration. And this is what Raphael was painting, adoration. As you age, you get out of your own way. You may see more clearly what your unique contribution to Earth is meant to be. Mine is to be a singer. Your heart will become your center place. You may also feel your lower back. You will know the difference between cheap thrills and deeper satisfactions known through hard work. I lost my singing voice, folks, some 3.5 years ago. I don't know how. It has been hard work to regain my sound and take to the stage again. You will need to be brave to mend out in public. Which is how you sing. Folks liked the most called Buffoué, but my personal favorite, here's my plug, came out 2 years ago. It's my life's body of work. The singer, this tune's on above. Keeping my eyes on the road, I see you. I'm American songwriters, Stephen Sondheim of Broadway fame, Paul Simon of course, Jimmy Webb, whose tunes I go to all the time. Here's my vote for next president of the United States, James Taylor. Here's my vote for Scotland staying with us. Where that came from. Here's the fifth guy, the only writer I know who he seems to sit at a piano when he writes a song and he puts on an actor's hat. So songs will come out bitter, or he'll write political. He can write sarcastic. Who writes a sarcastic song? But here's one of the tender, sweet songs from the great Randy Newman. She's a real emotional girl. She wears her heart on her sleeve. Heartbreaking, glorious, tenor voice. vocal performance infected me when I was 5. What was it doing around our house? Who offered a gift? My father used to say, I taught you too well to not blow your horn, but the things we are go undeclared. It wasn't my mother who brought the Victrola into our home. Whose was the heart that cried with Caruso and set me on a lifelong course that led to a bridge of troubled water? I pretend I didn't know you very well, dear father, yet 25 years after your passing here in the London Tube, how close you are to me. Like the double helix of DNA, how we entwine. It was you who showed me the dive from the ledge, the breast of the bird, the vaulting line. Your beautiful musical soul is the offer of mine.
Said, you will outlast me, you live more carefully. He said,
write out what you want. Okay, you don't say that either. Okay, it's hard to say I knew him well. He was enigmatic to himself. Which of us was more aware? That's a good question. Which the elder did? I was born November 5th. He, on October 13th, a few weeks premature. Were we both conceived at the same instant, February 5th, 1941, the dead middle of winter in the heart of World War II? Was I born at the right time? For two-thirds of a century, his arm has been around my shoulder. He's dazzled me with gifts. I nurtured him in his youth. He brought me into prominence. I taught him to sing. He connected my voice to the world. Together we stood tall. All of our personal belongings are intertwined. We say it's exhausting to compete, but we shine for each other. It's still our favorite game. It goes on, this embrace, whether I speak for him or he for me. Love rules our lives. It rules the mourners and the winner of longevity. When Paul was a brand new songwriter and thrilling everybody who heard his stuff with his newborn talent, it was the early 60s. I was going to architecture school at Columbia in Manhattan. Paul had written Bleecker Street and Leaves That Are Green. He was up to song 6. And he calls me one night, Artie, I've got to show you this. I think I wrote my best tune. And he comes into Manhattan. And there in my kitchen, amongst the roaches, he lays this song. My friend, I've come to talk with you again because a vision softly creeping left its seat while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I woke and through narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my powder to the golden damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a new light that slipped the night and touched the sound of silence and naked light and sound. 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs their voices never share. Fools that I hear in the room, silence like a gentle rose. Give my word as I teach you. Take my word and I reach out to you. But my words are silent, I'll stay. In the words it was
And the signs and the waves and the prophets are ignorance of the walls and tenement halls and whispers of
warrior, held in thrall to 7 tiers, hello darkness for 49 years. Be beautiful, be a man, do what no one can, stand for genetic union, papa, mama, be mild in a battle blaze, go out on the field of praise to the apron, till every star. Tomorrow is over. Tonight is all. I called Kathy the other day. She lives in North Wales. She's raising a family. Of course, the talk is all about the kiddies, how they've grown. The great inspiration for Kathy's song. So, let me try it. This is my favorite.
Distracted and confused, my thoughts are
relationship we have. I've got to come to England more often. Well, okay, I would like to close with, I'll try Bridge Over Troubled Water. I don't know how to do it yet. Now we're in rehearsal mode. This is a workshop. There's no piano here. Tab and I are just working on it. Here's a sketch of something that will be. Ain't no last verse. We're just working it out. Bear with us. When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in I will dry them off. I'm on your side. Oh, times get rough, and friendships can be found. Love will bridge over trouble. Divinely spun come alive each night, preponderate, allowing me to be the conduit. Here's my attempt to tuck you all into sleep. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Guide me safely through the night. I pray the Lord my soul.